We've been reporting a lot here on Latino USA about how immigration enforcement has been ramping up. Detentions, for example, have gone up by about 40% since President Trump took office. But one side of enforcement that we haven't talked about is the use of high-tech surveillance to track immigrants. Someone who knows a lot about this is Alvaro Bedoya. He's the executive director of the Center for Privacy and Technology at Georgetown University. And recently, our host, Maria Hinojosa, sat down to talk with him.
So we met recently, and you basically, you have an opening line that you use with people that you just met.
I think that opening line was Donald Trump is taking the surveillance tools that we developed for the war on terror and using those tools to find and deport immigrants.
You know, I need technology 101. What exactly was this technology developed to be used for in Iraq and Afghanistan?
Sure. Whenever you turn on a cell phone, it emits what some people call here I am signals. And it also looks for cell towers that are nearby. And so in the war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan, our government and commercial vendors to our government developed this technology that would mimic a cell phone tower so that it would make all the cell phones around it connect to it instead of the cell phone tower. And that way it would be able to figure out who was around the device. And this device was used in the Middle East for years and years. But in the last several years, it started to be used in criminal law enforcement. The reason this is interesting is that this is the first time it was used, the people know it was used in immigration enforcement to catch undocumented people. To be very honest, Maria, this started before Donald Trump, under Barack Obama. Barack Obama took ICE high tech and he deported a lot of people. He did it using what are called biometrics. And these are tools designed to track and measure immigrants' bodies.
Okay. Actually, I'm going to stop you right there.
Sure.
So to be clear, you're saying that basically Immigration Customs Enforcement started to go high tech under the Obama administration?
Almost. So Secure Communities began under George W. Bush, and this was a program that shared fingerprints from local and state police with federal immigration enforcement. But Bush never went big on fingerprints, and nor did he go big on face recognition. It was under Barack Obama that the Secure Communities program was expanded dramatically. Immigration enforcement started using mobile fingerprint scanners in the field, you know, stopping people who they thought were undocumented, and sometimes they were right, and sometimes it was just someone who happened to be brown, you know, and who happened to be a worker. And they also actually put out requests to build a face recognition enhanced drone. And in this way, they deported an awful lot of people. But what Donald Trump has done is double down on all of that.
When do your little antenna start going, oh, hold on a second, what is it that begins to happen under the Trump administration that makes you kind of stand up and listen?
Yeah. There was a young man in Michigan. His name was Rudy Carcamo Carranza. And this was a young undocumented restaurant worker from El Salvador who made some serious mistakes in his life. He had a DUI. He had a hit and run. I actually don't think anyone was injured in that hit and run, thank God. But he had this record. And he also had two deportation orders to his name. And he was caught and arrested earlier this year. But the thing that caught my ear, Maria, was how he was caught, because he wasn't caught using traditional detective work. He was caught using what people call a stingray, and the actual term is a cell site simulator. This is a technology that secretly tracks telephones from far away.
Okay.
And that was developed for the war on terror.
And so exactly how did this technology, how was it used to catch this young Salvadoran in Michigan?
My understanding is they looked at his social media presence, and I believe that in that on his Facebook page, they found a phone number, and some indication as to where he might be, and they used that information to find him. So once they had that phone number, they went to a court and actually got a warrant to let them use this technology to find him based on that phone number.
That's a lot of resources and a lot of technology to find a guy who, yes, yes, I'm not going to, you know, he had a DUI and he did have a hit and run, though there was no injury, allegedly. But they're using this kind of technology that probably cost, I don't know, millions?
So individual stingrays, you know, will cost several thousands of dollars. But in total, you are looking at millions of dollars in investment in not just stingrays, but also mobile fingerprint scanners, face recognition algorithms, and even face recognition enhanced drones. And that is why people should care, because we develop these tools that don't track our phones, don't track our cars. They track physical beings. They track human beings. And you know, at the end of the day, you can turn your phone off or you can leave it at home. You cannot turn off your face, and you certainly cannot leave that at home.
So what exactly is ICE doing now that's different and that has you concerned?
President Obama's DHS says they want to build face recognition enhanced drones. Under Donald Trump, DHS says, we're not going to just use those drones at the border. You know, we're going to use those drones anywhere there is a mission need. He starts using stingrays to catch people like Rudy Carcamo Carranza. Here in Virginia, a prominent immigration attorney reports that he used to occasionally get cases where mobile fingerprint readers were used. Now, every single person who has been detained by ICE his clients has been fingerprint scanned before they were brought into custody. Now, think about that. Historically, people have been fingerprinted after they're arrested.
So your concern is that it's a slippery slope.
It is a steep and slick slope. Think about the most notorious surveillance program in our nation's history since J. Edgar Hoover. That's got to be the NSA Call Records Program. This is what made Edward Snowden famous or infamous, whatever you think of him. And this was a program that logged the calls of every single American. Well, a lot of people don't realize that that program was beta tested on immigrants. In the early 1990s, the Drug Enforcement Administration started a program, and they would log every single international call made between the United States and a number of different countries. Most calls made between the United States and Latin America aren't made by drug traffickers. They're made by people like you, people like me, people who may have family somewhere in Latin America. What happened with the NSA is they took that whole legal reasoning and adapted it for the whole American population. And so if you are doubling down and tripling down on face scans, fingerprint scans, eventually those vendors are going to come knocking on the doors, not of ICE, but of local law enforcement. And so, yes, I would anticipate a major expansion in how this technology is being used to find native-born American citizens.
I mean, a lot of times you just kind of come from out of the country, you get your photograph taken by the passport machine. So we understand that there's a kind of surveillance in 2017 that we may have never experienced before. But is there a human cost that you want us to be aware of?
There's a difference between terrorists and undocumented immigrants. And we as a society paid for extraordinarily powerful tools to find terrorists and to find enemy combatants in Iraq and Afghanistan. And now they're being used to find people who are guilty of no crime other than working for a country that will recognize them as laborers, but not as neighbors. By and large, most of the people our country deports have never committed a crime. And yet we are now seeing our own government at the federal and state levels using this powerful technology to find them and to deport them.
Alvaro, thank you so much for your work.
No problem, Maria. Thank you for having me on.
That was Maria Hinojosa interviewing Alvaro Bedoya, Executive Director of the Center for Privacy and Technology at Georgetown University.